Corinne with the Greater DC Diaper Bank. Are you still taking in-person volunteers, even given the risk of potentially asymptomatic people spreading this disease?
We are taking volunteers. We have a limited number of volunteers in our warehouse. We've put in some very strict protocols to make sure that we are following social distancing and we are keeping our volunteers safe and our staff safe. And, you know, most of the nonprofits I've spoken to are still utilizing volunteers, but in different or reduced capacity.
Interesting. And I'm sure that's also true of many nonprofit organizations. Professor Osili, is this what you've heard from other organizations that you're in touch with?
Yes, people can volunteer for organizations that are providing those safe social distancing opportunities as required by law, I think, at this point. And that means staying 6 feet apart, hand washing, cleaning high-touch places, and limiting the number of volunteers. So I recommend calling ahead before you show up at the volunteer site. But it's also true that if you do fall into a high-risk group and face underlying health conditions, you may prefer to, or it might be safer to do a virtual volunteer opportunity. Yeah. And there are a lot of those as well.
We have a question here about giving back during this pandemic from Jasmine Krotkov in Great Falls, Montana.
I'm lucky enough to be in a situation where I don't really need my stimulus check. I'd like to donate the money instead to help with this national crisis. There are some local, state, and federal agencies that are already doing the work that I want to support, and those agencies don't always have enough funding. So can I donate money to them, or can they only accept tax money through certain channels?
Interesting question. Professor Osili, is this possible?
I would say on a case-by-case basis, some cities have set up specific funds. I know the city of Los Angeles, as an example, has a city fund that is responding to the pandemic. But there are some established channels that I would recommend. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has a foundation and right now is accepting donations. So I would recommend that as a channel. And similarly, the World Health Organization has a COVID-19 response fund that's actually also a place where you can donate, and you can donate online in a very safe way. I would say consult your city or your local government and see if they have set up that sort of fund. But if not, the CDC is certainly accepting donations through their foundation.
We've only got about a minute left, but if people do get that $1,200 check and they feel like they don't need it, do you think it is better for them to give those $1,200 to one organization that they care deeply about, or give $100 to 12 different organizations, or does it make a difference?
I think this is something that will certainly depend on the donor and the values and the types of needs that they see. Certainly, giving where you can make a difference is really important. And I would say aligning that with the needs of the community right now would really be helpful. Many organizations will say that those dollars will go farther if you can direct them in a way that will really address a need. So I would say use that as your guide.
And speaking of local needs, just in a sentence or two, Corinne, what does your organization need most right now?
You know, I know it's not the most popular answer, but we need funds. I think every nonprofit does right now. We've had to pivot very quickly. We've had to more than double our services overnight, and the costs were pretty high.
I understand. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. Corinne Cannon, founder and executive director of the Greater DC Diaper Bank, and also Indiana University professor of philanthropy, Una Osili. Good to talk to you both. And this is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from...